Crowdsourcing sites like Kickstarter and Indiegogo have been helping ideas get funded for a while now. The users ask for donations to support a project or a cause. But what if small businesses could crowdfund for investments from across the country? That's what a new bill is aiming to do. It just passed unanimously out of the Arizona Senate. KJZZ's Lauren Gilger has details. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Mark.
So how would this law work if it passes?
The bill would allow small business owners in Arizona to raise up to $1 million from both accredited and unaccredited investors from anywhere in the country without having to go through the Securities and Exchange Commission. Last year, the legislature passed an intrastate crowdfunding law that lets small businesses raise money from investors within the state, and this expands upon that. I talked to Rick Murray, CEO of the Arizona Small Business Association, who's spearheading the effort to pass this bill. Here's how he described it.
It really is another opportunity, another arrow in the quiver for the business owner to be able to find those alternative ways of raising money to help grow or expand their business. So it really takes a lot of the barriers away and the expense as well to be able to get into the game of investing and or making your company semi-public, if you will.
Lauren, have a lot of small businesses started to take advantage of the intrastate law that passed last year?
Not yet. That law requires small businesses to go through an online portal like Kickstarter that's created by licensed stockbrokers and regulated by the Arizona Corporation Commission. But no one has created a portal like that here yet. Murray did say he's working with two companies to launch portals like this in the next few months. But I also talked to Kevin D'Souza, and he's the Associate Dean for Research at ASU's College of Public Service and Community Solutions. He studied the viability of crowdfunding, and he says there seem to be some other holes in this legislation.
In terms of crowdfunding, one of the major challenges, especially as you deal with larger amounts of investment, is the issue of regulation around under what category do these investments get regulated from a legal viewpoint.
And does he think small businesses will be able to attract those kinds of larger investments?
He does not. D'Souza says until small businesses reach the level of franchising or expanding regionally, their network is almost entirely local.
Only at that stage do you attract investors that are outside your local networks. And so I still think this channel is going to add a new resource stream, but I don't think it is going to be a huge boom to the Arizona economy. I think what it might do is it might open up the pent-up demand locally of individuals to invest in Arizona.
But as you can imagine, Rick Murray thinks opening up that new resource stream will only help grow our state's economy.
Jobs. We're going to see more businesses open up, relocate, expand, and grow here in Arizona. You know, when we went through the whole Great Recession as we did, and of course Arizona fell harder than almost every other state out there, and it's taken us a lot longer to kind of dig out of this, but the reason for that is that we're building a very stable base and a very stable economy. So when, not if, but when there is another downturn, we're not going to fall like we did before. So these types of opportunities, these types of programs are going to help create much more stable base as we move forward in this new economy.
That's Rick Murray, the CEO of the Arizona Small Business Association. He's leading the effort to pass a new equity crowdfunding law in our state.
KJZZ's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks, Mark.